And now dictation for Constant, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-C-E, Kushmaul, K-U-S-H-M-A-U-L, July 449. Address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, teleconference Mrs. Kushmaul, advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in December. The husband participated at this encounter. Is my understanding a 10-pound benign ovarian cyst was removed University of Michigan without any complications? There has been there has been weight loss from 194 to 179, some of these from the tumor, but also appetite is fair. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, no falling episode, no recent chest pain palpitations, mobility is restricted, no increase of dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, she's incontinent of urine, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review, remains on psychiatry medications including anti-seizures, blood pressure hydralazine, Norvasc, metoprolol, off the nitrates, diabetes cholesterol management, medications for dementia. Next paragraph, she looks elderly lady, chronically ill, older than her age. She's able to answer a few questions appropriately. I don't see facial asymmetry. I don't see respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistry from February, creatinine 1.7, which is baseline. For a GFR of 31. Upper normal potassium, normal sodium acid base. Anemia 11.1. Phosphorus low at 2, PTH elevated at 112. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. I do not see progression. There is no evidence of uremic encephalopathy. There has been no complaints of chest pain to suggest pericarditis. There has been weight loss, but some of this is related to the benign tumor 10 pounds removed. I do not see indication for dialysis. At the same time, we have not discussed end-of-life situations. There has been prior pelvic mass from the benign tumor that was removed, causing mild degree of right-sided hydronephrosis. This probably is resolved. She also has a small kidney on the left side, so for practical purpose, the right kidney is doing the job. There is a background of diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. She has prior stroke and dementia. It has been prior bariatric surgery and reversal, prior aortic stenosis with valve replacement, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, seizure prophylaxis, watch on the potassium, there is secondary hyperparathyroidism, phosphorus is actually low, and this probably from poor nutrition. She's not on any phosphorus binders. All issues discussed at length with the patient and husband, end of dictation.